oink, oink. Get to know the snorting, humu humu nuku nuku apuaha. Up for a tongue twister challenge? Try pronouncing humu humu nuku nuku apuaha. This long name belongs to Hawaii's state fish, though most people simply call it by its friendly nickname, humu humu. However, it's not just its name that's worth exploring. In addition to the playful pronunciation, the meaning is just as funny. In Hawaiian, the name means the fish that snorts like a pig. The fish earned the name because it makes pig-like noises when it's taken out of the water. To stay out of trouble, however, this fish has some impressive survival tricks up its fins. On its back, the humu humu has a special spine that looks like the trigger of a gun. When the humu humu feels threatened, it will raise its spine and wedge itself tightly into a gap between rocks. Once the humu humu is firmly stuck in place, it's nearly impossible to pull it out. Next time you're swimming in Hawaii and hear a snort, it might just be the humu humu saying, "Aloha."
Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I am Mike.
I'm Nikki.
And today we are going to be learning about a very interesting fish, a very important fish, and a fish with a, I think it's safe to say, extremely long and kind of unusual name.
Yeah,
I don't want to say it's weird. It's actually quite a beautiful name. It is a little scary, though, when you first see it, as I'm sure you can, on a page. It's a lot of letters. It's also, as many words in this language, a lot of vowels.
Oh.
Right? There's a lot of A, E, I, O, U, and not a lot of other letters. So for us English speakers, that's a little bit confusing. But once you hear it, I think you'll like it, and you might even find it easy to remember. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the Hawaiian fish.
Yeah, that's not bad as a way of totally faking it because you have no idea what it is. That's actually not bad. It just sounds like you're thinking. Yeah. No, it's oink oink. Get to know the snorting humu humu nuku nuku apuaha.
Exactly.
That's what we're talking about today. I had to look that up on the internet. I'm not Hawaiian. All right, so let's get into the article, and we will try to say the word right at the beginning, so pay attention. The article begins with a little question and a little bit of a dare for us, a challenge. Up for a tongue twister challenge? When someone gives you a challenge, it's kind of, you know, trying to get you to play a game that's a little difficult, a little tricky, and might not be as easy as you think. So are you up for, or are you ready for a tongue twister challenge? Try pronouncing humu humu nuku nuku apuaha. I will say it a little more slowly for those in the back. Humu humu nuku nuku apuaha. Gee, it's not that hard to pronounce, is it? But yes, it's very interesting. So as we talk about a word like this, we can often think of a tongue twister. That is a word or a sequence of words, a sentence that is very, very hard to say. I know that in Chinese there is one about a monk carrying a bowl of soup or something.
和尚端汤上塔，塔滑汤洒汤烫塔。
There you go. Very wow. Everyone, that's much harder than humu humu nu whatever I just said. So these things are hard to pronounce. And of course, when we pronounce something, this is a verb basically talking about making the right sound of a word with your mouth. Okay, so if you know how to speak a language, you can pronounce things that might be kind of difficult for someone who is just learning a language. And when you're learning a language, pronouncing the words correctly, making the right sounds of the word so that people understand, that is one of the big challenges. Here's an example sentence for the word pronounce, this verb. Do you know how to pronounce a that German word.
German word. A German word.
I think it might be one specific word, but do you know any German words?
I don't speak German.
They can be hard to pronounce too.
Okay, 那今天的课文要介绍一种夏威夷神秘的鱼。在开始之前，我们先来念念看它的名字。那这边讲到 up for something 指的是愿意做某一件事情 ，or you can say I'm ready for it. Tongue twister 呢，就是绕口令 tongue twister, twist your tongue, right?
Yes.
pronounce 这个动词指的是发音 make the sound of a word, 那它名词就会变成 pronunciation, 那 pronounce 指的就是去发音，那另外一个意思是 to officially say that something is true, 去宣布。So for example, the judge pronounced him guilty, 就是那个法官宣布他有罪。或者是我可以说 I now pronounce you husband and wife. So when you're getting married, the judge, or not the judge, but someone will say I now pronounce you husband and wife, 你现在已经结婚了。
All right, so what do you say? Are you ready for the challenge?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Humu humu.
Hey, you got, well, one third. You got 33% humu humu. Humu humu.
Humu humu.
Nuku nuku.
Nuku nuku.
Apuaha.
Apuaha.
See, there you go. Put those three parts together and you can say the name of
a
fish.
When you see it, that's a full fin. It kind of scares you.
Exactly. You gotta cut it, break it down into bite-sized pieces. That is a good tip for any big job or any long name. As we mentioned though, this isn't just an interesting kind of fun name to say. This is a very important fish. In the world of fish, this is a V-I-F, very important fish. This long name belongs to Hawaii state fish.
Oh.
Wow, okay. Though most people simply call it by its friendly nickname, Humu Humu. Mm. That's good. I guess because it's the state fish, you won't see it on a menu, so you'll never have to order it. I don't think people eat the state fish, do they? That seems rude. Mm. But anyway, it's got a nickname, right? A nickname of the short version. But a nickname can also just be a casual or friendly name given to someone by their friends or family, people who know them well. All right, so you might have a friend who likes a certain sport. Maybe your friend's really into cars, and you call that friend Wheels or something like that, you know. It's just made up by your friends. It won't be on your ID. It won't be on your passport. You might not even use it at your job or something. But, you know, your friends, your family, the people who know you might use this. Or maybe if you're really famous, the whole world will know your nickname. For example, basketball legend Michael Air Jordan got his nickname for his jumping abilities.
Ooh.
He got that nickname actually quite late in life.
I didn't know that was his nickname.
Yeah, Air Jordan.
Oh.
That's why they're called Air Jordans.
Okay, I thought it was just a brand.
No, he used to fly.
Oh, okay. It makes sense. Okay.
He would stick out his tongue and he would have a magic flying ability.
Oh.
That was incredible. Ooh. The 90s.
I didn't know.
The 90s were incredible.
那这个很长的名字其实就是夏威夷州语的名字。但是大家其实都是叫他的绰号。当时没有我们看到 belong to something, belong to somebody, 指的就是属于。If something belongs to you, it's yours, right?
Yeah.
那 nickname, 这个名词指的是绰号外号。Sometimes a nickname could be something cute, informal, or shorter version of your name.
Exactly right. Do you have a nickname?
Nikki is already kind of short, so I don't think...
That's true, yeah. Right? Sometimes your nickname can just be a short version of your name.
Do people call you Mikey?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. I have a few friends who might call me that. Yeah, Mike, of course. My normal name is Michael. Mm-hmm. That's what it says on my ID. But a lot of people know me as Mike. I also have a music nickname, Steel Fingers.
Steel Fingers.
Isn't that cool?
Steel, why? Because I play
guitar and I would break a lot of strings.
Okay.
And I play bass and the strings are thick.
Mm-hmm.
So one day the singer in the band's like, man, you have steel fingers. And I didn't really like
it. That's such a cool nickname
though.
Well,
it's kind of cool. It also means I spend a lot of money on stupid guitar strings. So anyways. But yes, if you have a nickname, it's probably something your close friends and family know. Back to the humu humu nuku nuku apuaha. However, the article says it's not just its name that's worth exploring.
Ooh.
Interesting. So we will now be exploring the word explore, which seems to make sense. Yes, to explore is basically to look into a subject or a topic or something very, very deeply. Basically, there's something there, you don't know a lot about it, you want to learn more about it. Often when we think of exploring, we think of people like Christopher Columbus or, you know, the people who went to the moon, the first people to go to a new land or territory and they're looking around and discovering things. But you can also explore something by going to the library and getting a book about a subject and reading about it, learning about it, finding out new information about it, that kind of thing. So you don't have to be wandering around in a jungle for the first time. You can just be looking deeply or doing research. That's the other kind of idea. For example, let's explore the idea of taking a cruise to Antarctica next year. Wow, we'll probably go on a lot of websites and get information and find out how much it costs and things like that.
但是不是只有它的名字有趣哦，还有值得其他值得我们探索的地方。那在这边 explore 动词指的是探索或探讨或是研究 ，to look at, to talk, or to think about something carefully. For example, I've been living in Taipei my whole life,、mm-hmm. but there's still a lot of things to explore here.
Yeah, I'd、
right?
like to explore Dadaocheng.
Oh yeah, yeah the pier.
Never really explored that area.
那名词 exploration 指的就是去探测或者是研究 space exploration。Undersea exploration,、explorer 这个字指的就是 someone who explores, someone who navigates through the area of unknown.
Exactly right. Back to the article. In addition to the playful pronunciation,、the meaning is just as funny because、the name means something、in the Hawaiian language. It says in Hawaiian, the name means the fish that snorts like a pig. Interesting. I actually also heard it as the trigger fish, which
trigger.
Is a kind of fish that snorts like a pig. But yeah, either way, that is a very playful name to give to a fish. Playful meaning something that is done in fun. It's not serious. It's not always just supposed to be a joke, but it's kind of, you know, friendly in that kind of way. You could say a nickname is kind of a playful name that your friends might give to you. Not serious, just meant for fun. For example, it was a playful joke, but Adrian could tell that he had hurt his friend's feelings. So sometimes you gotta be careful with your playful comments.
In addition to something, 指的是除此之外 as well as, 那根据刚刚讲过的东西再加上新的资讯 playful 这个形容词指的是趣味的诙谐的 if something is playful, it's something fun and not serious. So for example, it's just a playful insult, a playful tap on the shoulder doesn't hurt anyone. 那 snore 这个动词指的是发出鼻息发出哼声就是那个像猪的叫声 to breathe air in a noisy way.
Mm-hmm.
It happens when you feel annoyed or amused, sometimes when you laugh too hard. We can't help but snore. We snore with laughter.
Exactly right. And usually it's quite quick when you snore. It's not that thing when you're sleeping. That snore, this is snort. Okay, so snort is usually just kind of an explosion of sound. Or also the sound that a pig makes. Think of that too. The fish earned the name because it makes pig-like noises. When it's taken out of the water.
Okay.
That's cute, but also don't do that.
Yeah, why do you have to take it out of the water?
I guess when people are fishing or something, they might notice that it starts to snort or something like that. But leave them in the water. As I said, this is the state fish, so they might have laws about catching them. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
They might be a protected animal in Hawaii.
那大家一定会想说，为什么我们会说这种鱼像猪一样叫？那其实就是它在被捞出水面的时候会发出像猪一样的叫声。Pig-like 指的就是像猪一样的，所以这个 suffix like 放在名词之后，就会把它变成形容词，像什么什么一样的。So for example, childlike 像小孩一样的。
There you go. All right, but it turns out that it actually might be a fairly tricky fish to catch. It says to stay out of trouble. However, this fish has some impressive survival tricks. Up its fins.
Up its fins.
Okay, we have an expression in English. I have a trick up my
sleeve.
Like, you know, where the magician hides the birds and the cards and stuff.
I don't think they hide birds in
They do. They do. Trust me, they do. They hide all sorts of things up there. But that basically means I have a little trick that will surprise you that you don't know about. A survival trick. It does things like the puffer fish, right? It looks like a little cute little boxer. Then it blows up and you touch it and you get poisoned. That's a survival trick as well. The humuhumu, it says on its back, the humuhumu has a special spine that looks like the trigger of a gun. Basically that big fin on the back. It's kind of thin and curved like a trigger of a gun, which is why these are also this type of fish are known as trigger fish.
那这种鱼除了会发出像猪一样的叫声之外，它其实还有其他的酷技能哦。就是它的背上有一个硬棘，看起来就像是一个手枪的扳机。那 fin 这个名词指的就是鱼的鳍。And there's a pun here we just mentioned, right? Have something or a trick up one's sleeve, 就是暗中留有一招。Here they use the use fins instead of sleeves.
Yeah.
那 spine 这个名词就是硬脊或是我们的脊椎 Trigger 这个名词呢是枪的扳机 You can pull the trigger
So what is this trick with its trigger fin? It says when the humuhumu feels threatened it will raise its spine or that thing on its back and wedge itself tightly into a gap between rocks
Oh, I thought it was going to attack
Well, I guess it might be too small and doesn't have big teeth and it's not scary, but I guess, you know, if you get it on a hook, it might swing to a rock and then it gets stuck in there. You're trying to pull it out and you won't get it out because it hid there and it kept itself safe because it's threatened. All right, so remember, this is a survival trick. That's a trick that the fish uses when it's in danger, when it feels it could die and get caught and be eaten for lunch or something. When you're threatened, yeah, you feel in danger. You feel under threat. If I say, ooh, I'm going to get you, that's a threat. So you might feel like not something is happening now, something bad and dangerous is happening now, but it could happen soon in the future. So it's this feeling of danger. Someone is angry. They're going to hurt me. I feel fear now. I feel threatened. So you might tell the police or tell a friend or take pictures or something because you don't want the danger to happen. You feel threatened. For example, Rachel felt threatened when the angry man started to bang on the windows of her car. Ooh, that's not good. And yeah, she should feel threatened. You shouldn't do that to people. It also said that it wedges itself tightly between some rocks when you do something tightly. This is the adverb form of the adjective tight. It basically means squeezing you on all sides in a way that is tight without much space around you. Okay, so if you buy pants or shoes or a shirt or a hat or whatever that's too small, it might fit you, but it will fit you very tightly. It won't feel comfortable. It'll be squeezing you from all sides. For example, the old key still fit tightly in the lock. It wasn't loose. It was tight. And yes, like I just said, the opposite of tight would be loose. So if something fits you tightly because it's too small, if it's too big, it would fit you loosely. Your pants will fall down if they fit you too loosely. That's not good.
那他什么时候会用到这个部位呢？就是当他感觉到有威胁的时候，他不是用这个硬起来伤害其他人，而是会竖起它，然后把它插在岩石之间的缝隙。Threaten 这个形容词指的是受到威胁的。If you're threatened, you're kind of in danger. The threaten 这个动词就会变成 tell someone that you will hurt them, or if you don't do something, something bad will happen to them. 那另外我们相关的还有 blackmail, right? To blackmail someone to kidnap 绑架什么？那 threat 这个名词指的就是威胁。那另外看到 wedge 这个动词呢，是插入 ，put something into a tiny or a narrow hole。那刚刚提到的 tightly 形容词指的是牢牢的、紧紧的抓紧。Firmly hold, grab, or clutch something tightly.
There you go. So there it is. It swims between the rocks and fits itself tightly in there. Once the humu is firmly stuck in place, it's nearly impossible to pull it out. So you could probably break your fishing line before the humu will come loose.
那一旦他把他自己固定在石头中之后，就几乎是不可能把它拔起来了。那也就是说，他可以很安全的被固定在石头里，不会受伤。In place 指的是在正确的位置。So for example, we are ready now. Everything is in place. 一切都就绪了。
And the article next says, next time you're swimming in Hawaii and hear a snort, it might just be the humu saying aloha or hello.
那喜欢今天的主题吗？不要忘了按赞、订阅、分享我们的 YouTube 频道和 Facebook 哦。
Word families.
So we mentioned that this kind of fish makes pig-like noises. Pig-like 指的就是像猪一样的。Like 这个 suffix 放在字尾就会变成像前面这个名词。So for example,childlike.
Childlike, kind of like a child. You could look like a child, like I had a baby face.
Exactly.
Something childlike. Or we often also use it for behavior, the way someone acts. If you see an adult and they're kind of screaming and crying and having a terrible time like a child would, you might say, wow, that man is showing real childlike behavior. He should grow up and act like an adult.
And sloth-like, sloth.
Very slow and lazy. You might be sloth-like on the weekend or on a typhoon holiday.
Exactly.
You know, it's 4 p.m, you're still wearing your pajamas.
And paper-like.
Very thin. Maybe when I think of that, I think of like a dumpling wrapper.
Oh, okay.
It's very thin, paper-like. Yeah. It's not paper. It's made of flour, but it's like paper.
Vocabulary review.
Pronounce. Can you pronounce spaghetti the Italian way? My grandma taught me, and it sounds really cool. Nickname. Samantha got her nickname, Speedy Sam, because she always runs the fastest in her school races. Explore. Let's explore other possibilities for our vacation this year, because we always go to the same places. Playful. The boss's playful jokes during the meeting helped everyone feel more at ease. Threatened. Bella felt threatened when she noticed that a stranger had been following her for quite a while. Tightly. Jimmy was scared of falling down the stairs, so he held his father's hand tightly.
智慧小补帖。
Snort. Fin. Spine. Trigger. Wedge.